Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we continue to break records on a monthly, weekly, and even daily basis. Big things happening all around the United States and Canada. And want to let you in on some secrets here tonight. The 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And irrefutable is just a fancy word for always true. So we're going to be talking about 10 principles, 10 secrets, 10 concepts that are the foundation of network marketing, ideas that are always true, that once you understand them at a more deep level, you'll have some of the same insights that the top earners in the industry have. So it's going to be a very valuable training call. But before we do that, I want to make some important announcements, starting with the announcement of our next Diamond Club. So we had our first Diamond Club ever last year, and now we've got our first Diamond Club of 2014, and it's April 11th through the 13th. You want to mark your calendars April 11th through the 13th, but before you mark your calendars for April 11th, mark your calendars for March 31st, because that's the deadline you have to get to the Diamond rank. So there's lots of information on the Dream Trips flyer. There's lots of information in the compensation plan as to what you need to do to get to the Diamond rank. But everybody in Purium has the opportunity to join and go to Diamond Club one time in their Purium careers. And what I'd like to do before we get into the rest of the call is to bring on Rick Holliday. He was one of the people at our first Diamond Club in December in Long Beach. And Rick, I know you and Sherry had a fantastic time. Why don't you share with everybody who's thinking about pushing for Diamond here over the next couple of months how important it is to be at Diamond Club.
Wow. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. Hey, there's so many people on the line. I was listening from so many places. It's exciting. So, you know, welcome Purium people, because that's what we are. And my experience with the Diamond Club, let's see, first and foremost, actually a bonding event, you know, meeting with so many motivated professional individuals. That was definitely inspiring. Second, I'd say the information and education with Amy and Dave, as well as you, Dave. Magical training, insight, you know, some insight to short and long-term goals. I felt like I was part of the company, not an outsider, and it was just exciting. Hospitality. We got to work out in the morning with some great people. But where do I even begin? The gifts, the fun. Hopefully it was just fun. But there is work to it, and we did get to go to the first Diamond. I will tell you that it was amazing. I can't go to the next one, so I'm already jealous because I know how fun it is. But it does take work. You do need to be motivated. And I got motivated, and you can do it too. We've got 1,400-plus people in our downline, and I'm looking to be crowned and chase people right in front of me. So I'm excited. I also have to leave because I'm going to class right now. So I'm going to the dojo to get beat up, and I just go for it because it's just right there, guys. So come on.
Perfect, perfect. Well, hopefully you you won't get beaten up too badly, but I appreciate you sharing your insights and enthusiasm about Diamond Club. And, you know, you said it well. It's about bonding. It's about education. A lot of fun. Opportunity to meet the owners, David and Amy. Chance to see the facility, build your belief, and really become an insider. And I think that was a key insight, Rick, that you shared, is the concept of being an insider and feeling like you're part of the company. And that's one of the main reasons that we have Diamond Club, is so that you have a chance to lock in on where we're going, what we're doing, to get some inside information on the vision of what's going to be happening for the rest of 2014. So it's a big event. It's an important event. I know there are people that are already stepping up and committing to be part of it, and I'm glad, Rick and Sherry, you were there for the first one, because you're going from Diamond to Crown here in 2014, and that's one of the things we do is spell out the goals and create a game plan so that you can achieve those goals. So Diamond Club's a big deal. We're going to be at the Crown Plaza in Redondo Beach, just up the road from Long Beach. There's going to be a dinner, couple of dinners, a special tour, an unbelievable special event on Saturday night, lots of training, lots of recognition. It's just it's a fun weekend, and, you know, just take a look at the flyer that's going to be coming out later this week on that, and make sure that you mark your schedule for March 31st, and then mark your schedule for April 11th through the 13th, which is when the event is. And speaking of events, we've got a manufacturing tour coming up this week, so if you're in Southern California or know people in Southern California, we've got a manufacturing tour that is scheduled for this Friday. Starts at 9:30 a.m. Amy Venner will be leading that, one of our owners and the person in charge of the manufacturing facility. Then David Sandoval's going on the road out to Hawaii. He's going to be in Oahu on Thursday, February 20th at the Pearl Country Club. 6:30 healthy happy hour, 7 o'clock product and business presentation, and then 8 o'clock at night Q&A with David into the evening. So great, great meeting. I'm confident there will be hundreds of people there in Oahu. And then David's going to be on Maui the very next day, Friday night, February 21st, first time ever. And he's going to be at the Wailuku Community Center in Maui. Same schedule, 6:30, 7, and 8 o'clock are the main times for the events. And then Saturday morning, going to jump over to the Big Island to Kona, and he's going to be at the Courtyard King Kamehameha Kona Beach Hotel, and that's an 8 a.m. start. So going to go late into the night Friday night, jump on a plane, get over to the Big Island, and then a morning meeting on Saturday morning. So first time ever on the Big Island. There's all the events are free, but we do request that you sign up through Eventbrite, and the link to the Eventbrite site were in the email blast. So please do us a favor. Make sure that you get a seat. Make sure that we know how many people are coming so that we can have the healthy happy hours and everything set up correctly. But bottom line is, if you're on the island out in Hawaii, this is your opportunity to see David Sandoval, especially if you're out in Maui, Big Island. You want to be promoting these first-time-ever events. So lots of stuff going on. Speaking of David Sandoval, David, are you on the line? David had a lot going on here this evening. I wasn't sure if he was going to be listening in, but we're going to be covering a great training, good information. He and I discussed this concept of the 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And so, as I said at the top, irrefutable is just a fancy word for always true. It comes from John Maxwell's book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. So I kind of borrowed that title or that heading. And, you know, over the course of my career, I've been involved with network marketing companies since 1990. So, you know, better part of 20-plus years, and mostly on the corporate side. And being on the corporate side, I had the opportunity to work with lots of very successful people from all walks of life and all downlines and uplines and crosslines. Because I'm on the corporate team, it's easier for people to share information with me. It's easier for me to sit in on meetings, do the brainstorming, and learn, you know, kind of the inside scoop. And so I've had the good fortune of working with lots of very successful people, including some of the top leaders in this company here that have been very successful and helped me to develop these 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And so I'd like to go through them with you one by one, and the first one is the law of leverage, the law of duplication, the law of compounding. That is what our business model is all about. It's all about leverage and duplication and compounding. So I'm sure that you've heard the concept that if you take a penny and you double it every day for 30 days, that you'll have more than $1 million on the 30th day. I'm sure you've heard that, but you may not have gone through the process and actually said, okay, I've got 2 pennies on the first day, then 4, then 8, then 16. And if you keep on going, believe it or not, that after the 6th day, you only have about $1. And after the 10th day, you only have about $10. So you only have $10 after 10 days. But after 30 days, you have $1 million. And that's the power of leverage and compounding and duplication, is that once the law of big numbers starts to work for you, the math is amazing. I mean, it's literally amazing. And so understanding and having the patience that this is not a linear business. You're not trading your hours for dollars. You have the opportunity to build the infrastructure and then to have duplication happen, compounding happen, without your direct efforts. And so that's what the richest people in the world understand, is the concept of residual income. And that's what the happiest people in the world understand, is that it's not about how hard you work, it's about creating a system and an infrastructure and capitalizing on the efforts of other people as well. That's when duplication and compounding leverage really works for you. And so that's the concept of our business model. What's beautiful about Perium is that our compounding happens much faster because we have a 10-day transformation, not a 90-day, not a 60-day, not a 30-day, not pretty good results, not all right results, unbelievable results in 10 days, and that's how we can duplicate and compound even faster. So it's really about staying in long enough, sharing the transformation long enough, handing out enough gift cards, doing enough healthy happy hours, talking to enough folks that you can build the foundation, the infrastructure to allow duplication and leverage and compounding to work on your behalf. So when you understand that concept, you'll be bought into the long-term possibility so much more and not be focused on what happened this week, what happened this month, and know that as long as you continue to share, as long as you continue to help people to try the transformation, as long as you continue to hand out gift cards and have healthy happy hours, that over time, leverage and compounding and duplication, the law of leverage, is going to work to your benefit. So it's a big, big concept. I've done an entire training just on that first law, and being involved in this company with our 10-day program, it's magical as far as the compounding that can happen. Now, the second law, the second irrefutable law of network marketing, if you want to be successful, is you have to be worthy of duplication. So it's really about you. It's about you planting your feet and saying, I'm serious about this business. I'm going to treat it like a business, not like a hobby. I'm going to have integrity as to how I present the business. I'm going to be inviting people on a consistent and regular basis. I'm going to follow the system, and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do, and that way people will be inspired by me. I'm going to have positive energy and be optimistic, and I'm going to be somebody that other people want to be around and that other people aspire to, and if I do that, then I'm going to be worthy of duplication, and the duplication and compounding that I have will be pure and positive duplication. So that's the second concept. So it's the business model, then it's yourself being worthy of duplication, and then the third is the law of attraction. You're looking for other people who have a similar attitude to you, that are people that you want to be around. You get to pick your own business team. You are the CEO of your business. You're the chairman of the board. You get to pick who you want to work with and how you want to work. And so pick great people. Pick exciting people. Pick excited people. Pick people who are positive and want to change their lives and want to help others. So the law of attraction is really powerful, and recruiting up, making sure that you're looking for the best people and the people that you think can affect the most people and the most change, that's going to help you. Now, the fourth law is the law of opportunity. It's being in the right place at the right time. It's falling in love with our business, with our story, with our concept, and believing that you are in the right place at the right time. There's no question. We've talked about this over and over and over again, that we have such unique timing right now, because in some ways we're like a 20-year-old company, and in some ways we're like a startup company, and in some ways we're like a company that's in momentum. And that combination is very, very unusual. So when you look at our product, when you look at our system, when you look at our opportunity, you know, it's so much easier to row a boat when the current is moving quickly and moving with you. And so when you look at having a successful network marketing business, then being in the right opportunity, in the right place at the right time is really, really important. And when you look at what's happening in the marketplace and the market moving toward us in regards to genetically modified ingredients and all the junk that's happening with processed foods, you can see that we have a magical place in the market right now. So you've clearly done a good job on law number four, which is being in the right place at the right time. The law of opportunity is a big one. The fifth law is the law of systems. So following the process, being a tour guide, you know, invitation, presentation, and role, having your healthy, happy hours, letting the tools do the work for you, finding a higher source or resource of information so that you make it look fun. People are interested in doing something that pays a lot of money that doesn't take a lot of work. So if you can make it look fun and feel fun, and you can let the tools do the work for you so that somebody immediately says, huh, I think I could do this. Not only can I try this product, I'd be interested in trying the product, I'd be interested in doing this business. So this concept of the law of process is really, really important for long-term success. So if you're the issue, if you're the person who makes everything happen in your business, you can get to consultant. You can get to director. You can get to executive, but you can't really get to diamond doing it all yourself. In fact, by definition, you need to have three legs of people. You need to have some duplication happening underneath other people. You need to help other people have success, and that leads us to law number six, which is the law of reciprocity. It's helping people get started right. It's helping people get on the right path and supporting them in their transformation and supporting them in their business so that you show them what to do and lead them to the next step. So when you enroll somebody with a gold pack or a platinum pack, that's not the end. That's the beginning of the process. And the law of reciprocity says, hey, as hard as you work, I'm going to work that hard. I'm going to support and match your energy. I'm going to make sure that you don't fail because of me. And if you do that, you're going to get paid in direct proportion to the success of your students. The teacher gets paid in direct response to the success of their students. That's another thing that's so beautiful about this business model and the Purium business itself is that the more successful you make other people, the more successful that you become, which leads us to law number seven, which is the law of speed. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. The faster that you're doing things, this is a business of doing, and so you're not going to ask others to do what you're unwilling to do. So make sure you have an amazing transformation. And if you've already done one or two, start another one next week and have an amazing transformation. The better transformation you have, the more commitment you're going to have, the faster you're going to want to share it with other people. Make sure that you have big, healthy, happy hours. Don't invite 3 or 4 or 7 people. Invite 27 or 52 or 63 people. Because it's easier to do this business fast, and it's, you know, easier to share your story when you've had success. Once you've enrolled 2 or 3 or 5 people in 1 week, and you've made $600 or $800 or $1,000, it's so much easier to share your success with other people. So law number seven is the law of speed. The most successful networkers go fast, think big, and have all-out massive action. The law number eight is the law of adjustment. The law of adjustment is that it's not just about going full steam ahead. It's also about measuring your progress, trying new things, but stopping things that don't work, and looking back every month or even every week at what worked, what didn't, and how things are going. So it's not just about brute strength. It's also about brains. It's about how to make your business and being a smart business person to make those adjustments, to set those goals, to create the game plan for the month of February, and then when February is done, to say, hey, did I hit diamond or didn't I hit diamond? I didn't hit it this month, but I know I got to get there by March 31st because I want to be at Diamond Club. Now, what am I going to do differently? What adjustments am I going to make? Sometimes it is just flat-out more activity, but sometimes it's, you know, bringing in a better upline person to help close out business for you, or it might be using a different tool, or it might be, you know, something different in what you say or don't say that's going to help you to make the adjustments necessary to be successful. The ninth law is the law of celebration. And you have lots of opportunities to celebrate yourself and you have lots of opportunities to celebrate other people as they start to have success. And I'm not just talking about getting the crown or getting the diamond. I'm talking about when somebody completes their first day of the transformation, when they complete their first transformation, when they help enroll their first customer or their first new member, once they get their first $100 check or $1,000 check, or once you get your first $100 check or $1,000 check. There are opportunities for you to celebrate, and the more publicly that you celebrate the success of other people, the more that they're happy and excited to be involved with you, which goes back to that law of attraction. You know, people want to be around positive, optimistic, upbeat, and thankful people. There's nothing better than having a little gratitude, and when you have that gratitude, other people will share it as well, and that creates cohesion. The last law is the law of Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word for continuous improvement. So you want to continually sharpen your saw. You want to improve your knowledge about our products and about our company and about our compensation plan and about the tools that you have available. Improve your skills on time management or managing people or, you know, whatever it may be. Learn about the business, personal development. You know, there's so many great authors about how to be successful. You know, listen to some Tony Robbins tapes. Listen to some Brian Tracy tapes. You know, learn from people who have had success. Watch Shark Tank. You know, and learn from entrepreneurs as to how they think and what they've done to be successful. There are so many great stories out there, and the more committed you are to your own personal development, the bigger that you can make your business. So, let me recap all 10 of the irrefutable laws of network marketing. They're always true. These are the secrets. These are the principles. And the more that you tap into them, the more successful your business is going to be. The first is the law of leverage, duplication, compounding, whatever you want to call it. It's how our business model works. It's the beauty of Perium and network marketing. And once you understand it, you're going to fall in love with it. And once you understand it, everything else in the business is going to make sense. The second is being worthy of duplication. So once you know that it's all about duplication, then you yourself better be doing the right things so that your business can be successful. The third law is the law of attraction, finding other people that you think could be successful and that want to help others. The fourth law is the law of opportunity, being in the right place at the right time and understanding the power of being in the right place at the right time and promoting that you are in the right place at the right time. The fifth law is the law of process. You want to make sure that you're a tour guide, that you follow the system, that you make things easy and simple and fun. The sixth law is the law of reciprocity. Once you help somebody enroll in the business, you realize that it's all about teaching and coaching and helping and matching their energy and pointing to what's next. The seventh law is the law of speed, the speed of leaders and the speed of the pack, and the simpler that you keep things. You know, the seventh law is about speed, the law of speed, and it's also the law of simplicity. Keeping it simple, keeping it fast, and just over and over and over again, creating momentum and energy in your business. The eighth law is the law of adjustment, making sure that you're measuring your progress and adjusting things that are working and aren't working. And then the ninth is the law of celebration, and the tenth is the law of really a personal development and continuing to grow yourself to be a better person and a bigger person, and that's going to help you and your life and your team. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of secrets. It's a lot of information, and all of that is available. Put it on your, put it in your head. Put it in front of yourself at your computer, and work on one, work on two, work on three of those laws this month. Say, hey, you know what? I think I could do better with celebration, or I could do better with attraction. I need to be finding better people. Or, you know, I don't really understand the power of duplication. Let me read some articles about network marketing and better understand, you know, this concept. So figure out what's working for you and tap into that and figure out what's not working for you and get the information or talk to the person in your upline that could help you. You know, your upline diamond who's already been you know, had some success, talk to that person and find out, you know, what you could do better. So hopefully you got a couple ideas that inspire you and keep you moving forward and keep you moving toward Diamond Club. If you're already qualified as a Diamond, then, boy, we hope to see you in April. And if you haven't yet,
would love to see February and March be fantastic months for you. And I know there are lots of people that are looking forward to seeing and meeting you. And David and Amy are two of them, and I'm a third. So looking forward to that. And David, are you on the line? All right, well, we're going to wrap up tonight's call. Thanks so much for being on. We got our support calls now, 5 days a week, a half hour earlier than this call. And then tomorrow night, same time, same number, we got Dr. Mike. He's our naturopathic doctor, and he's going to have a product message for you. So we do business training calls Tuesday nights. We do product calls and meet the owner calls on Wednesday, and then our business opportunity calls on Thursday. So whatever we can do to help you be more successful, that's what we're trying to do here on the corporate side, and really appreciate all that you've done in building this business so big and so fast. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line tonight and investing in yourself, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye now.